Blog Talk Radio.
If there's a question of my heart, you got it. It don't belong to anyone.
The motto is dope, sex, love, rarely get like me. It's either them or us. So who you gonna trust? It's either them or you got us. It's either them or you got us.
Baby, I've been making plans.
Love. Love.
Baby, I've been making
plans. It's been a while since I said this. Thinking about you constant on my brain, no, no more nonsense. For first moment, lay eyes, heaven in a glance. Broke up to just make up, I guess this is the last dance. Cause you haven't said me wrong yet. Held me down and nothing, now you turning me so obsessed. The test, the fatal line is perfect. I hopped the plane and flew her to your arms. Oh, she's so worth it, I'm certain. I know this is that real love. I trust you, even though it ain't always us. I'm like your main, cause they all sit under me. No jumping lines, though, they bring them in front of me. You on my mind, swear I always take it personally. When they say they feel you ain't always what's best for me. What's best for me? I don't even care. They ain't even mixing with my plans, they don't understand. You always seem to get me right. You on my brain in the late night. We never fuss, you always keep me tight. I don't even care, cause the truth is always in my sight.
You got it, it don't belong to anyone.
The motto is dope, sex, love, rarely get like me. It's either them or us. So who you gonna trust? It's either them or you got us. It's either them or you got us.
Baby, I've been making plans.
I don't get it, no shit can change my vision. No girl can change my world, and no other makes me glisten. No other makes me geek, no one pays this much attention. Just you, me, and the Dutch, having one-side conversations. I swear she ain't no basic, she pushes me so far. Take the come out of complacent. She lets me be abrasive, but she love it when I'm sweet. Don't eat my neck, kissy cheek. She hit me when I'm wrong, and let me be that real freak nasty. Let me stroke you out though. You don't get mad when you hit chicks in the convo. Take me to the condo, high up in the sky. Feed my appetite, not just American pie. Oh why, oh why, oh why. Tryna make you see what I see, no lie. Oh why, oh why. Can we stay together? Promise me this once forever. Say you mean it, I got better, bet this song about you, huh? Bet this song about you, nah. I mean, you can call me crazy, but it's about my music, baby. She the one that never left me, yeah.
You got it, don't belong to anyone.
The motto is dope, sex, love, rarely get like me. It's either them or us. So who you gonna trust? It's either them or you got us. The motto is dope, sex, love, rarely get like me. It's either them or us. So who you gonna trust? It's either them or you got us.
Oh, man. Ah. I couldn't wait to do this beat, man. Fresh off the plane, Young and Man. Brooklyn, let's get it, let's get it, let's get it. Pull up on a nigga like, what's up?
Yo, what's up, nigga?
That's the homie Eli in the cut.
Yeah, Eli.
Fuck a nut, bitch, I'm tryna get a buck.
Get a buck.
And maybe later I'll come eat it up for lunch.
Maybe later.
But right now I don't got time, the money calling.
I don't got time.
She said, what's that sound? That's money talking.
That's the money.
Bitch. Yeah, you gorgeous, that don't mean you get a potion. Give me a head, get out my office, I ain't shit. Trust the toilet, never slipping, can't afford it. Hoes, only stick around if you supporting. I tell these hoes I'm broke, nah, I ain't ballin'. If we see a nigga on, then we off him. That's a Cuban, take it off him. I don't want it, we gon' pull it. Put his foreigns up for auction. That's what happens when you flossin'. That's extortion, get extorted. Got them guns that make you nauseous, and we shootin' with no warning. Run for us, run for us, run. When that cobra duck, turn that border for us, go. Pullin' out the pistol, make the pistol whistle. Silence up on that thing, you won't hear what hit you. Toolbox full of tools, come here, let me fix it. I be with them Brooklyn niggas, this the shit they in.
Yeah.
10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands. Riding around with a trunk full of contraband. Got a little yellow bone with me, counting bands. We be fucking time to time, but she got a man. See the women I be fucking, you ain't got a chance. The last chick I had over, she forgot her pants. She was up that Henny and that Mary Jane. She busted open, had a moaning, stroking with no hands. This ain't nothing new, boy, I been the man. Them dykes do it for the Instagram. For the Twitter, for the book, for the flip a gram. See, I hustle, I can show you how to flip a gram. 10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands, fucking man. I keep my money in them rubber bands. I used to keep the work in my underpants. And probably more weed in my other pants. 10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands. I keep my money in them rubber bands. On the rubber band with me. Sleepwalking on the fucking way, man. Get these niggas them 2 freestyles, man. I got the sum on fucking lock, man. M.A., bitch.
Nothing like that good old liquor, nigga. Yo, punch, what up, man? Huh?
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't pop.
You ain't pop.
If you ain't got no paper, you ain't pop.
No, you ain't pop.
I got that now, I got that later. What you copping?
Yo, what you copping?
I got that lot, I got that stink, I got that rock.
I got it up.
I finesse, I collect, I deposit.
In the bank.
That's probably why your bitches in my comments. I said, come and get this D.
Uh-huh.
She said, where, nigga, stop it.
Nigga, stop.
I said, I got that 8-inch in the closet.
Ooh.
Yeah, they hating, but they watching.
Yeah,
fuck being in my bag, I'm in my wallet. Mad hoes, I admit. I be thoughtin', I get pussy for my looks. You get pussy for your pockets. I don't care if she foreign, I don't care if she exotic. I like women from the hood that are poppin' when they cock it. When we driving and we hear that woo woo. Yeah, I'm sorry, she don't run. She be the one to take the work and she hide it. And now they looking, they won't find it. And now her pussy smell like that exotic. Y'all can have that form from the olive. Ain't nothing like a dumb bitch from the project. If you ain't red life, you ain't poppin'. And if the head ain't right, she ain't right. You ain't her, young and made a trendy topic.
You ain't her.
We fucking up some commas,
you just comin'.
Like a skateboard on the rail, we just grindin'.
Man, we workin'.
To be honest, I just do it, I don't promise.
I just do it.
Ignore the haters, they just wanna get acknowledged.
D-O-A.
My account, match the numbers on my mileage.
40K.
If they ain't talking what we talking, we ain't signing.
No, we ain't signing.
No, John Hancock.
No.
On my way to the top, slowly coming. Had to kick down the door. They ain't here when I was knocking. Now I'm wildin'. On any track I get on, I demolish. Cause rap is all I know. I said, fuck on the college. I already got the knowledge of what I'm trying to accomplish. Nobody's in my alignment. Young and made, Brooklyn fine. You ain't foreigners with no car, you ain't poppin'.
No, you ain't poppin'.
If you don't know who we are, you ain't poppin'.
You don't know.
You poppin' other niggas' bottles, you ain't poppin'.
No, you a lame.
Shorty, you ain't tryna swallow, you ain't poppin'.
Get out of here.
And if you ain't reppin' Brooklyn, you ain't poppin'.
No, you ain't poppin'.
If you ain't reppin' Brooklyn, you ain't poppin'.
No, you ain't poppin'.
If you ain't reppin' Brooklyn, you ain't poppin', nigga. If you ain't reppin' Brooklyn, you ain't poppin', nigga.
No, poppin'.
Shout out to Punch, you reppin' Brooklyn, cause you poppin', nigga. Cause we only reppin' Brooklyn, cause we poppin', nigga.
We poppin', nigga.
We poppin',
yeah, we poppin',
it's BK, and we poppin',
it's Brooklyn,
we reppin' Brooklyn, cause we poppin',
BK,
huh? We reppin' Brooklyn, cause we poppin', niggas,
hey, how y'all like that, man? How y'all like that? That is that young M.A., what you hear every time.
I like her, man.
So, before that was
Callie Buzz, Velby Tuck, man, I got my package. Finally, man, I got it.
Me
I love it. We gonna definitely put it on the gram. Excuse me, the Instagram people don't know. I mean, not talk too much slang. But I'm definitely going to put it up. Definitely going to put it on our page. You're definitely going to be repping it just like you showed us love. So from us to you, man, Velby Tuck, we appreciate the love, man. You know we're going to shoot it right back. Anywhere, man. I wish I could send you some real good shit in the mail, but you know how that go, man. We'll talk, though. We'll talk.
That's a whole nother show.
You probably know.
I just want y'all to know this is a whole nother. That's a whole nother. That was the character Callie Budd on her own. But, you know, yeah, so we just wanted to give a shout out, of course, as y'all see, man. We got mad love for Velby Tuck, man. You know what I'm saying? And the Tuck takeover is coming your way. So we need y'all to understand that. We need y'all to be ready for that and to understand, man, that the Tuck takeover is not a game, right? It's not a game. So shout out to Tuck once again, man. And it's when, I'm going way back to the past, y'all. I'm sorry. My system is thrown off, grandma off. But I'm having a wonderful time. Happy Monday, everybody. I almost went to Wednesday. You know, it happens sometimes. You know, today is, you know, just manic Monday. Okay, so anyway, what we're going to do is what we always do. We're going to go around. We're going to introduce ourselves. And then we're going to get into Dr. Jerry's word of the day and the many topics we got for y'all tonight. So let's go. I am at Solo Flow.
I am at Dr. J Money.
I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at I Need Not Need.
What up, y'all? I'm at Ann Dream. Man, you know I got everybody high as fuck over here, man. Callie Budd on the microphone. Y'all don't even feel me, man. We got, man. My fans need to know we be high as fuck over here on this radio show, man. We be hot as fuck. Solo, I got Solo looking over her shoulder, and I'm just sweating out. But no, this is Callie Buzz speaking, and thank y'all for calling me in once again. Dr. J passing me the dro. I'm going to pass her the microphone so she can get y'all the word of the day. Let's go. Yay!
What's up, y'all? Dr. J, I got a prescription for everything. And right now, I'm about to prescribe y'all with this word of the day. Today's word of the day is self-worth. It's basically a sense of your own value or worth as a person. There are many ways to value yourself and assess your worth as a human being, and some of those are more psychologically beneficial than others. But when it boils down to it, it's about who you are, not what you do. So, today's word of the day is self-worth.
Get some self-worth, y'all.
Man, that's what Callie Budd is coughing up, a lot of self-worth. Somebody, we measure our self-worth in different ways. Some of us do it in pounds, ounces. Some of us do it in thank yous, hellos, goodbyes. We're going to say that Callie Budd does it the Callie Budd way.
Now I'm gonna just, you know, we talking about weed, having fun, smoking, and everything like that. But I'm gonna just let everybody know right now. I know y'all hear it all the time in the news. Right now, what's going on with Tommy Kwan? If y'all don't know, he was on his Instagram with his 1-year-old son smoking a blunt. And I just wanna first and foremost, I have a 4-year-old son. I do not smoke in front of my son. I go outside when he sleeps. I chill, you feel me? But I do not smoke in front of my son, not in the car, not in front of him. I don't even like him to see my shit being rolled up or any type of, you know, paraphernalia around. You know what I mean? It's just, you got to give kids a chance, I think. You know what I mean? And this is not saying that nobody does it or I ain't never, you know what I'm saying? There's been kids in the room where you ain't smoke. You know what I'm saying? You smoke weed, it happens, whatever, whatever. But we don't flaunt it, and we don't, you know what I'm saying? It's just the way of the world sometimes, but we don't flaunt it on Instagram in front of millions of people thinking it's good. You know what I'm saying?
So I just want to let everybody know, just be responsible with what you're doing, and be responsible in every way possible with your narcotics or whatever you're doing. Just think about the kids first, you know what I'm saying, when you get in any type of action, especially being a public figure like Richard McQuine. I know he has a very young fan base and whatnot. You know what I mean? A lot of kids look up to him and watch him. You know what I mean? Hitting the Quan. I'm so tired of seeing everybody hit the Quan. I don't know what to do. But, you know what I'm saying, with him being that big of a public figure, it just sucks to see that, you know what I mean, he take a little fall like that, knowing he got a lot of kids that look up to him. So let's just, you know what I mean, let's just be responsible. We're not judging him, because like I said, I'm smoking weed right the fuck now. You know what I'm saying? So we all do what we do. We grown. So just be responsible about the situation at hand, man. Just be real with yourself, man. Just watch out for the kids, you feel me?
Kelly, but I think that was some wonderful advice. You know what I'm saying?
That's real, big.
People don't realize that kids are little people. You know, they're little people, and they deserve respect.
You gotta drive my shit like that.
I mean, all I'm trying to do. What is it? Okay, see, this is what's. I feel like I'm being railroaded. Okay, I told y'all we was gonna get on the mic tonight. We was gonna turn up and we was gonna have a good time, and we was just gonna talk about whatever we wanted to talk about.
Yeah,
and we gonna let y'all talk about.
They got little names.
You made me stop. You said they have no reason to live. You need to go to a corner and think about that. Yes, because no, I need to under people to understand this. They're little people, even if they're in a onesie, you have to respect them. You know what I'm saying? You do, because they're very important. And roles are going to reverse one day, so you have to respect the kids, you know. To the kids. The kids, the children are the future. The children are the future. I know you guys are laughing, but I'm so serious right now. I feel like I'm on an island alone. So the thing is that we need to teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride. Okay. We gonna get into some look alive while y'all look alive. Let's go.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a team recording, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Solid, right on.
Why you think a nigga had to learn to cook a brick? Whole city knows, running pocket full of lint. Ignorance, it bears a stench. I was incensed. Exactly my sentiments, it was intense. Imprints to my imprints. But it's hard to find a dime with a sixth sense. Boy, this is a stiff bitch. I'm on a team, but a nigga got a dream to be a star. But I'll settle for the 6 minutes. I need a jar full of sirens. I mean a loud pack. Take me aback from the violence. Ambitions of a tyrant. I had to sell crack to get racks to pay my loans back. So college, I never owned. That. I just did it for my mama, should've known that. Who gon' teach that they tryna breach? Land for religion, they took our beliefs. We let it be, tell a preach, take a black G up in the church. Watch how many people leave who believes we were first. Melodies of a verse, they said we were cursed, we were never reimbursed. Sister, I know it hurts. They say your man is lazy when brothers if any work. They talk about your babies, your daughter is Mother Earth. It's your melanated mind, so hard to redesign. And they'd rather keep you blind just to keep you in line.
Just one girl. Yeah.
Girl, you got me open. Put a ring on it, shorty put that thing on me. Yeah, she fine, plus she smart too. Shorty got a heart too. Someone I can talk to when shit is on my mind. I wanna take her out for the weekend to an island with some beaches where nobody else can see us. I'ma lay it down and eat it. Them legs, I'm in between it. I taste that pussy leaking. That's how I know she need it.
Hey.
Yeah, and we're back, man. You know what I'm saying? We are back in effect. We got questions. We want y'all to call in, man. We want to see these phone lines light up. We want people to call in if you got something on your mind, if you got a joke, if you high, want anybody to know, and everybody to know.
Hello.
If you know somebody that needs to.
I got a pole just going up in my living room, and we need to
show us what you got. Never get to. So, yeah, so whatever's on your mind, man, if you got something on your mind and you feel like you want to get it off, you know what I'm saying, call in tonight, man. Tonight is just open topic. That's what we're doing tonight. We're doing open topics. So you call in and let us know what's on your mind, and then we come at you and we let you know.
If we,
yeah, if you love somebody, you can call in and let them know right here, right now.
Dr. J is very open, and I can help you get off.
So,
call at me on the Facebook. Can't be giving out my number. There's too many crazy people out there. I'm just saying.
I thought you were open.
I'm open, but that's why I gotta close the door.
Okay, so what we need to do is for y'all to open some doors, man. You know what I'm saying? We need y'all to call in tonight. If you got something on your mind, you want to get something off your chest, you want to let somebody know you love them, you want to let somebody know they looking good, if you want to drop a riddle so they can understand who they talking to, but can't nobody else understand who they talking to. You know what I'm saying? Like when you say that little something that only you and that person know, you can call in and say that stuff tonight, too. You can call in if you know a past guest you might want to hook up with. Call and let us know, man. You know what I'm saying? If you got a boss that's all up in your business, getting on your nerves, stressing you out, you can call tonight and tell us about that, too. We'll tell you how to mix you a drink up or make you some type of concoction to calm you down and try to make it all go away. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's on our mind tonight. And Dr. J has something on her mind, and I think it's a good question, and I think since we have an open topic, it would be a good question to ask.
What's up, y'all? Dr. J's interesting question is, would it be harder for a same-sex couple to adopt a child versus a transgendered couple? Like, what are the steps that they would have to go through? Should they have to state that they're transgendered on their adoption application? What are your thoughts?
So we was having a conversation about it amongst ourselves on the little music break, and James brought up a good point. You know, meaning she knows a lot about that field, and she brought up a good point of saying, you know, the way the person looks in a transgender situation, I think even a same sex situation. But I think particularly in the transgender situation, male to female or female to male, if the person that doesn't look up to par to where they feel like that they can take care of a child physically, emotionally as well, you know what I'm saying, as well as financially, I think some steps should be taken. I think people should take a second look, you know what I mean, and especially in certain situations. Jane, you can speak on a little bit more.
I just think, I don't know, for me it's just hard to envision me allowing like a transgender male to female to adopt. And no offense to nobody, but it just seemed different, because then it's like, you know how some transgender male to female, they still look like a man woman? You know what I'm saying? And so you got.
So what would be the step? Like if you were the interviewer in this person, and I'm male to female, and what your first instinct is me, you know, being a little bit off. I look a little different.
Right.
What would be the first couple of questions you would ask me, you think, to be able to try to feel me out?
I mean, I don't even know if I could get past the fact that you look like a man woman and the kid might be embarrassed or, you know what I'm saying, or something. Mm-hmm. It would just be, I could just see it so hard just explaining this situation to a kid and them understanding it. And maybe if they angry, you know, kids in the system go through so much. They already went through so much. And then it's like you got to explain to them that now they have a man woman as a mother or something, you know. Mm-hmm. Then other kids see that. And it's not so much for a stud, though, because, you know, I've seen studs come in and adopt children, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. because to me that's clear on who you are and what you are. But then it's like when it's like the transgender, when the men and it's, and they're not put together right, you know, it would just make me, I don't know, I would just want to ask, like, how is the transition going? Will they fully transition? What would be the end result of this?
As far as it goes.
Yeah, just as far as it goes. And then I would ask them, how would they explain it to the kids? I think that would be my main thing. Like, how would you explain what's going on in your household to the kids? And how would you explain it to the other people that's involved in the kid's life? Because, like, that kid got to go to school. It's going to be back to school night. It's going to be field trips. It's going to be other kids. And they already, you know what I'm saying, it's going to already be known that, yeah, your kids are brutally honest. And it's going to already be known that this is not my biological family, because we got to notify the schools and say, hey, this kid is adopted or in foster care, because there's certain things you got to do. So it's going to be known, you know what I'm saying? So then it's like, okay, so they're not your real parents, but then they looking like this, and I don't know. It would just be a hard, you know.
No, I feel it. And that's not to say, once again, and that's not to say to discourage anybody to be able to still go and try to adopt. That's well, let us say that right now. We're not attacking
you. Have your shit together.
Exactly. Just be on point, you know what I'm saying? Give the people a real response on why, you know, you want to be able to adopt and know and be able to have the child's best interest at heart. Because, you know, this is another person you got to take care of with feelings. And this is, you know what I'm saying? This is like you say, you know, they got to go to school and different. Not to say that that child, depending on who the child is and is strong enough for that situation, is you always got to think about the child first. And I think that
is how you're going to explain it to them.
You know, and some people might have a great, you know, some people might have a great explanation and have a great, you know, background and extensive, you know, look at things on how to take care of a child. But that's all has to be in the interview. Like we said, we're not discouraging anybody to adopt at all. We just saying, you know what I'm saying, just make sure you have your shit together. You know what I'm saying? Because this is another person's life at stake. You know what I'm saying? So I think that was a damn good question, Dr. J, and I think a lot of people should speak on it and talk about it a little bit more.
Yeah, and then one last thing on it, I just think that you have to also just be able to explain it to the kids. You know what I'm saying? You need to know how to just describe this whole situation so that they able to feel comfortable about it. And now I think a male-to-female transgender in the home, and it was clearly a transgender, it would be hard to explain to a kid.
Yeah.
This is 220, but I think the only thing that I would feel about it is just be sure that you can provide a stable home. Because I know sometimes when we all go through our own transitions, outside of whether it's you changing your sex, whether it's you changing your whole identity in a career or whatever, transitioning is a very long sometimes process, and a process that not only affects you, but it affects people around you because it's change. So my main concern for the child would just be that you can provide a stable home. I don't think that is fair to judge a person off the way they look, though, just because it makes you uncomfortable. I mean, I think that that person should be, you know, clear across the board, because you have people that come in there that look perfect. They look like stepper wives or husbands, and they got hella skeletons in their closet. You just can't see them. So, you know, I don't know, just no judgment, period. But just be able to provide love, stability, and a child with basically every, you know, just give them a fair chance at life, basically. So that would be my only thing.
But that's not the only consideration. There's so much you consider. There's so much you can
considering when people, you know, as a doctor. So that's not the only thing. But it would raise some concerns for me. You know, for me personally, like, how is this going to be explained to this kid? And then sometimes I've seen situations where kids were put with families, and it's a gay family, but then the kid is a little older and they not necessarily cool with that. But it's like you and the sister, you don't really have a choice. You go to wherever family you go to. You know what I'm saying? So, and that can be damaging on a kid as well. So it's just a lot to consider, and adoption in itself is hard.
But it's all, like I said, if you know what I'm saying, kids need love, and affection. That's what you can provide. There's a lot of kids out there that need that, that is lacking that right now. So that's the main goal in this whole thing right now, is that kids are the main thing, and they need love and affection. And that's what we shoot for.
Get into some music, man.
Let's get into some of that music, Michelle, music, some love and affection. Supreme BG, Alabama Power. That's right.
From the Magic City. LA. I'm back on your ass. I got a clip full of game and a shell of gas. And my cognac still don't need a glass. I'm BG. If you don't know me, shame on you, cause I've been in it for a minute, handling business. I'm a stable in the Magic City, not near finish. Can you dig it? I'ma come correct, so I demand respect. If you don't give it, yes, it is, you will follow. But my experience of being catch falling in line, they just looking for a little two follow, and it's going down. Still set your ass down if you only want the line. Real G's on the move for the revolution. What you gonna do? Suck a nigga, be yourself. Boss up, I won't help. Gotta have hard for you want some respect. Better get by this, you think you up next. Cause everybody rap, and everybody flex, and everybody got a couple shots for your test. But everybody best get the fuck out my face, and everybody best get the fuck out my way. Cause if y'all Z was about that life, shit'll be great. But shit ain't, so I'm adjusting my delivery to match the present circumstances that we living in. Ain't shit funny, constantly bunning, but never laughing. You either living or lasting, get pimped or macking. This Alabama Power.
This in my delivery to match the present circumstances that we living in. Ain't shit funny, constantly bunning, but never laughing. You either living or lasting, get pimped or macking. This
Alabama. Now, goddammit. What size of fence you gonna ball on? The game ass back was all this cat capping and his act rapping. I'm never lacking, you cackin' slacking. Dumb as hell if you think it's fine. Know everything and don't know the time. Cause there's a bands and ass still blind. Better check yourself or get checked to death.
Ain't no love in the steel city.
I'm about my people, but you got to know. Trey Cinco, CS up with me, my city grit. The magic is not pretty. Ain't no fucking her. Been toting her. Took 28 years for me to see. Ain't no love in her.
This in my delivery. To match the present circumstances that we living in. Ain't shit funny, constantly bunning, but never left. You either living or lasting, get built or macking. This album, hey. This album, hey. This album, hey. This album, hey. This album, hey.
But I ain't losing sleep. Look at my eyes and you'll see a beast. I can feel the envy getting to the team. These lame niggas on my cup of tea. I step out and it's a murder scene. Never need no fucking team. Isolated like a COVID team. I've been doing this shit since 14. But that's a different story. But these lame niggas on my category. I went claim these niggas in the neighborhood. I like a lot of dudes in my inventory. Niggas show the hang, let it rush my door. But they all start shut niggas do what they do. I see a lot of fake niggas trying to imitate my bitches be flexing. Like they raised out of Texas. I got a bitch named Lexus Machine. Biden no Lexus. I I ain't trying to talk reckless, but why these hoes in my section? Why these niggas trying to hang like the rocks on my necklace? But that's a different story. But these lame niggas, I might candy core. I went claim these niggas in the neighborhood. But y'all like a lot of viewers in my inventory. Niggas trying to hang, let it rock to my door. But they all smart, sure niggas do what they do. I see a lot of fake niggas trying to imitate my fucking crew.
Gotta give a shout out to that Bay Area zone, Kehlani, man. You know what I'm
man,
saying?
Man, we love her.
Off first position.
Man, hope.
Yes, if you have not, North Oakland. North Oakland.
To be exact.
Yeah. Just to make sure.
Shut up.
just want to keep it 100 in the Bay. You know, I'm talking about Bay Wide, but North Oakland is where she was born and raised. So we got to give Oakland a shout out that we possibly can.
Give it up to
you. Know what I mean? So Oakland in the building. And so. And Ghost in here too. So we got a lot going on tonight. We want people to call in. We want people to talk about what's on your mind, man. We got Callie Bud that's got something stewing on the pot. Man. So we're going to let Callie Bud talk about it.
It's just been, I get high a lot. I watch a lot of TV, man. I just been seeing, ever since we got this, so-called equality, right? It's just the last couple of years, I just been seeing an evolution of a lot of homosexual activity on television. And, it's cool that, I'm not saying that I don't like the fact that we're able to express ourselves in our, in our community to other people. I just think sometimes it's a little overdoing it. You know what I'm saying? I think sometimes, a lot of kids watch TV. A lot of adults really don't have time to watch TV. If people really think about it, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of a certain audience. So I think, and in the way I look at TV too, you can see how media kind of projects a lot of different personalities and stereotypes. And I just think some of the things on TV have been projected, especially from our community, in a kind of a sarcastic light. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, they kind of force feed it down to where it's like, you're going to take it so much that you're going to not be able to stand it. Like, how they putting the gay boys everywhere on, just kind of like, okay, you want us to show you equality, okay, we're going to put it everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Until people going to be like, man, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? That's what I kind of think of it. And this is, once again, this is only my personal opinion because, like I said, I watch a lot of TV. And from me growing up watching, even the cartoons are, just a little bit different, a lot of different, for a content that I think is a little much. And I think it's kind of something buried in within that, like they're trying to tell us something, I don't think it's just them trying to show us equality. I think it's something deeper because I've seen a lot of flack being put back on, blame it on gay people. Like, a lot of the fuckery that's going on right now and in the media and different shit like that, it's linked to, Solomon and Gomorrah and, where else he been letting all these gay, putting it into schools and stuff like that. I think that's kind of, where the force feeding is happening. And I don't know if y'all agree with me or not, but it's just, It just seems a little peculiar the way they're projecting our community so much. And, is it, like, you trying to say, okay, we love y'all, or is it, like, okay, here y'all go. But do you feel like it's like the idea of like what they do when you're at war, like when we're at war, they put a lot of war images on TV all day, every day. Exactly.
So you get desensitized, right?
Exactly.
So you won't really see it as something other than normal happening. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying, though.
That's what I'm saying, though.
You're trying to see if it's the calm before the storm.
Like, you know what I mean?
You're trying to figure out what is the question mark behind it.
Because I get the fact that, I see on the, on the network television shows, the night shows, the family shows where they have the two gay dads or, the family. I see that. That's fine or whatever, but it is everywhere.
So you don't know if it's progress or peculiar.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's uncomfortable to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like everything is projected as gay. It's hard enough for me to be able to talk to my child about my lifestyle with, with my family and how we are different.
Right.
And the fact that
you're saying that it could be a prelude to some big quote unquote conspiracy or something to say that overexposure caused something.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as conspiracy, but it's just a little bit peculiar the way they're projecting right after this so-called equality. We took this big step. It just seems a little flooded since we got this, since we got this so-called equality that we've been reaching. It just seems a little peculiar. And like I said, this is just me, looking at TV. I might be just high or whatever, but just take a second and look back. You know what I'm saying? If you watch TV, just flip through the channels.
And I think one of the things that you're expressing also is just that you don't want it to be pushed into a category of something like pop culture, something that comes and goes.
Yeah, it's something that's true.
It's like bell bottoms right now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's not
it's
like
education.
It's literally true. Like, you know, like orange is the new black.
Not mm-hmm. really.
The gay is the new black. So, you know, I would want, if it was like that, I would want to educate people about homosexuality, people who are homosexual or, you know what I'm saying, in a more educational sense, not in a more of a mockery sense.
Right.
And that's what I kind of see now is making a mockery. It's like, you know, even with, you know, like now these black shows, it's all the black shows on television right now, you know, it's just all gay boys and you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I understand, but why is that your only criteria of network right now? Like, why is that the only thing you guys are focused on right now?
Mm.
It's Caitlyn Jenner and her. Like, why is that such a bright, why is that those stories so dragged out through the media right now? Now they're just going through everything, everybody that's gay, everything that's gay, they pop it out and flaunt it.
You have to remember that you are in a country that's made up of pieces. So if you look at this country as a piece of fabric, it will be in a quilt.
Right.
There's something taken from everywhere. If you look at the United States, there's always things that happen called eras. We go through eras every so often, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something that we
it's
always,
like a wave
we
right
always
now.
Need.
You're on a wave right now.
We need entertainment. We need to feel important. We need to feel validated, and we need to feel like we're always progressing.
So I feel like the monkeys again, just like, you know, from we went through with black people, like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like how
the civil rights was a movement, right?
You know what I mean?
Now what is this called? The gay rights what? Movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's a moment in time where
mm-hmm.
it's important. In the United States, trust me,
mm-hmm.
you won't be important long.
It's not to say in a negative way either. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
but
I'm tired of seeing gay everywhere. You know what I mean?
So that you can process it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And understand it.
Right.
And just know that it's an error.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's an error. To you, it's an error.
Mm-hmm.
It's an error.
Mm-hmm.
Too much, right? That's the idea, right?
You know, because this is just me being gay. It's like
sensitive. Not only is it making a few of us uncomfortable as well, but it's also making other people who aren't for, you know, aren't for our equality rights uncomfortable, even more uncomfortable than we are, and even uncomfortable more than they already were. So it's not doing good on either side.
So it could be one of those things that you're pressed against the wall, right? What do you do? Fight or flight. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I might be pushing the people to draw a stark line between us and them so that we won't get their children, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes the attack of the people. And then
mm-hmm.
we've always seen people play against each other. We're going through this thing right now in every part of the social microcosm, within our own color.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our own group of people, our own ethnicity. We're going light and dark. We always regress, right? And with this thing right here, like, people want to look at it as progress, but like you said, they're putting it in your face. A lot of times people are educated about it. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
and they get their own perception.
Right.
It's like, and it puts off a rejection on our community.
Right.
That's the only thing I was trying to get across is, like, you know, I don't want to just be a phase. Like, you know, that
right.
means that's another way for people not to take us seriously.
Right.
And that's where I was getting at. It's not, because I love the fact of, you know, like I said, like when we saw Queen Latifah, you know what I'm saying, on the award show doing whatever she did, you know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't come out and say she was gay or whatever, but we all know. Like, but you know, but different.
Ooh, this is our new standard for DTSBI. Fag is not a fag. Y'all,
you know what I'm saying?
Fag is not a fag.
And that's my only point. Like I said, I love my community. I'm a homosexual. I, you know what I'm saying? I love how we have progressed so far. I just don't want to be made a mockery of
That's what I don't.
I don't want to be able to have to show my children, you have to talk to my children about something that I actually feel, you know what I'm saying? That I'm like, no, we're not, this is not what we about. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to explain to people. You know, I just don't want to make a mockery of. And I just think that I wish our community had more control over how we're projected. You know what I'm saying? So we can, you know, but I see a lot of progress too. Like, we got a lot of people making documentaries and doing different things to uplift our community, and that's great, and I love seeing that, you know what I mean? So I really hope that we can all take more control of that and project our community in a better light, you know what I'm saying, as we, you know, have this freedom, that have this equality that they've given us. Let's show them in our best ways who we are so that they can show, so we can show them that we just like them. Let's not make a mockery of our community. That's what I'm talking about.
Sounds good to me.
Dr. J, man, I need a prescription. What you got for us?
What's that? So, Dr. J gonna hit y'all with these quotes. When someone treats you like an option, help them narrow their choices by removing yourself from the equation. When you learn how much you're worth, you'll stop giving people discounts. And lastly, God will not take something away from you without giving you something better. Dr. J's quote for the day.
Look, you see how Dr. J just give you that? You see how that? And then your body just be like, damn, like that's what's up. That's what Dr. J gives you, that prescription. Go on to the pharmacy, man. Hit up Dr. J, man. I'm trying to tell y'all, man. She got it. She got that shit, man. I got that shit, too. Cali Bud got that shit, too, man. You know what I mean? Right now, we chilling on some Gorilla Glue and some other nice salad that we done mixed up and some nice old swishes. We got to try some zigzags, man. We got to try some papers, some old school papers, man. We got to start rolling up something different. We got to bring some bongs, too. Let me know, man. I got some Gorilla Glue right now. I got some gas right now. We in the Bay Area, man. We are in the land of the green, purple, blue, all the, we got everything out here, man. And I am going to sample everything, y'all. Let me know wherever y'all at. What kind of tree y'all smoking on, man? Hit me up, man. I do not sell weed. Don't ask me on Facebook if I got trees for sale. Please, everybody, I do not sell it. I just smoke it. But let me know, man. Appreciate y'all for calling in. We love y'all so much, man. We had a great topic of assortment of topics tonight. We love the conversation we had going on, man. Be a part of the conversation, man. 347-324-3853. Make sure y'all always hit us up. Y'all can hit us up on our business personal. Yeah, Twitter pages. I'm at CaliBud3.
I'm at Ange Dreams.
I'm at I mean.
I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at Dr. J Money.
And I'm at Solo Flow. And remember to hug a friend, man. You know what I'm saying? Hug a friend. You know, go and be nice to somebody. Smile at somebody. You know, just be good to someone. Okay? This is my challenge for you for this week. Be good to someone as you would like for them to be good to you. So I'm really feeling
welcome.
And I'm really feeling good, and I'm feeling really enlightened, and I'm just, you know, hoping that everybody out there, internet world is feeling beautiful and blessed and loved and just, you know, knowing that DTSBI, Dr. LGBTQ Music, Dr. Hot Topics, Dr. Strong with D-R-O, hey, man, right now, man, if you're listening right now, go to our page, get on our wall, and add your Snapchat names right now, man. Add your Snapchat names right now. DCSBI will add you. We going to get our Snapchat up. We going to get the game up. All six of us right now is going to get our Snapchat game up. DCSBI is going to be on Snapchat. We already on Facebook, facebook.com/DCSBI-TOO. Make sure y'all put that T-O-O at the end, man. That's where we at right now. Y'all can see us. Y'all can post whatever. Give us topics, suggestions. If you got music in your life and you want us to hear it, you want us to put it on the airwaves and get some good listening, hit us up, man. We got an email. That's dtsbi@gmail.com. Make sure y'all hit us up, man. We love y'all. We thank y'all for calling in on that.
Damn, this should be interesting.
And make sure y'all hit us up next week and every week, man. 7 p.m.-ish all day. You know what I'm saying? We always here, man. We got a lot of shit coming up, man. Fall is here. Goodbye, summer. We got a whole new thing going on. So fall is here, man. Grab your team. Grab your pea coats and jackets. We going to come to you with some more new music. We love y'all. Thank y'all for calling in. 220 going to take us out with a song, man. Good night, y'all.
My 220, my girl with the tattoo, will forever be tatted on my heart.
Oh, yeah, I know.